Just minutes from South County.
Jim, Debbie, we got our report card yesterday, and WIL did okay. So I think, you know, it would be appropriate to say thanks to all of our listeners, faithful listeners.
Thank you.
We'll be kept around for another few weeks then?
I hope.
Well, now he's not going that far. It's just that...
I think they said we're good till at least 9 this morning.
Ah,
so,
good.
That's the born-on date.
5:31's the time. The temperature's 75. The forecast high 95 today as the hot and humid weather continues. Good morning from the WIL newsroom. I'm Jim Befaro. Weather details from Trish are on their way after the news. A 92 WIL traffic watch. Here's Captain Mack.
Thank you, Jim. Construction again this morning. Eastbound Highway 40.
Skies will be mostly sunny.
In St. Louis now, it's 75 degrees at 92 WIL. I'm Jim Befaro, WIL News, and you're up to date.
All right, to placate the environmentalists who oppose expansion of the art museum, what if the museum agrees to display more paintings of trees?
That would work, yeah. WIL, where Garth Brooks means we're going to trip to New York City to see him play in Central Park.
It's going to be hot today. Hot and humid, Tricia. Mostly sunny. High 94, 75 right now. And he really is a good hugger. This is our guest from yesterday, Ty Herndon, on WIL.
You say love me a little. Oh, I need to be loved. Yes, I need to be loved too much.
92 WIL. That was Frank's explanation to Kathy Lee, wasn't it?
I need to be loved too much.
I need to be loved too much. Actually, Frank Gifford had an angioplasty the other day and apparently doing okay. The good news there, he did get some phone numbers of some very busty nurses, so...
You know, Kathy Lee may let this go, but the rest of the world is just not going to.
Yeah, hey, it's, you know, he did it. He's got to live with it, and it'll be there forever. Let's go to the Magman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be in a helicopter soon, but he's not yet. Right now, still on terra firma. Here's Captain Mac Douglas.
Thank you, David. Westbound 5570 in good shape. Captain Mac Douglas with Traffic Watch. More traffic in 12 minutes on WIL.
And I may not live in Clayton or Ladue or, you know, anywhere around there, but could you hold the noise down if you're building on 55, the construction? The noise is just starting to bother me, you know?
Well, you know, it's not. They just got a big stretch done. It's like 5 lanes in both directions.
Wow.
For the moment.
Right now, yeah.
For the moment. They tend to open and close those.
Yeah.
I mean, a few weeks ago, the last time we said, all the lanes are open, you know, like the next day they had barrels back up.
But it's been 2 weeks there hasn't been any trouble, so.
We'll see.
I think we can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
There is on northbound 55 when I'm going home around noon.
On Richardson, they're still working on that overpass there at Richardson Road. But they'll be good. You know, they'll be done before too long.
I just like them to hold down the noise. Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you, Captain.
Thank you.
16 from 6 at 92 WIL, and here may be the convincer for you, Debbie.
For what?
The reason to roll over to CompUSA, get you a computer, and hook up online. By the way, let me offer thanks to Aaron, one of the PostNet tech support people who I had some problems yesterday, and he was very helpful. I appreciate that. There is now a couple of web pages, Online Gender Wars. There's one called the Ex-Girlfriend Pages, where guys can, you know, put stories and tell tales and actually give warnings about certain women on there. And then there's a couple of women's pages about guys, one of which I can't really give the name. It's the blank list. You can figure what that word is. And then there's one that a woman has created. It's the name of the page is All Men Must Die.
Ooh.
It's the All Men Must Die site, created after a nasty breakup. She says, I think about it as a manifestation of that anger that women feel.
Well, I hope you can't buy Uzis on the street anymore, can you?
There you go. No, you know, you might want to hook up to that. Of course,
I don't think so.
There's only 24 hours in a day.
I'm not that bad.
Let's see, what else do we have?
A few of them need to be punished, but I don't think...
What else do we have?
I don't think die is
for rumors word. Here this morning. Did you hear the thing about David Copperfield and Claudia Schiffer? Mm-hmm. That was...
Isn't that funny?
Well, apparently there is some truth to it, that it was just kind of arranged as a thing to get a little more publicity and
for both of them.
For both of them. Now, they did just happen to fall in love, even though it was kind of a setup, supposedly.
But, you know, it had to be tough for both of them. I mean, Claudia fall in love with that ugly old David Copperfield. And David, I mean, it had to be tougher for him.
Well, now, Claudia is pretty attractive. Is David, would you consider David to be an attractive man?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was sarcasm.
Okay, all right.
You didn't recognize it all these years.
I thought, but he just looks a little weaselly to me.
Speaking of people who are just a little too perfect, the Christmas Barbie is out. Got mine at Venture yesterday, so go into Venture. I'm sure they're not going to be around a long time. Walmart had them and said that they sold out in, one of the Walmarts sold out in like an hour.
You're talking about the Barbies won't be around a long
time. The Christmas
time. The Venture stores are still in business.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. And
they've had their troubles lately, but let's not start rumors.
Well, they have Barbies. This could bring them out of it.
I think so. The Padres beat the Cardinals 4-3 last night at the ballpark. Another one of those games that the Cardinals should have won, but they weren't quite up to it.
Fernando back for a special guest appearance?
No. He's all gone.
Okay.
But tonight we have Andy Bennis pitching against his old team, the Padres, so we should win. 7:05 at the ballpark.
For the first time ever, the next generation of minivans are now on sale.
Know what I mean?
You snooze.
You lose.
Good morning.
It's a More Music Morning with Debbie and David on 92 WIL.
5:50 now, 10 till 6 with Debbie and David. Hello.
The pool beckons. 75 going to 94. And George Strait, cross my heart, hope to die, stick a needle in my eye.
Our love is unconditional.
WIL. I think that's also what Frank said to Kathy Lee. Georgia Strait on 92 WIL. 5:54, 6 away from 6 o'clock at WIL.
And we're a proud sponsor here at WIL of the 1997 Jefferson County Fair. It's the 24th through the 27th this month at the Hillsboro Horse Show Fairgrounds. Confederate Railroad's going to be in concert Friday evening, the 25th, and Kenny Chesney on Sunday evening, the 27th. I'll have horse shows and carnival rides and hot air balloons and country concerts with 92 WIL.
Well, actually, we're going to give away tickets to both of those shows this morning as the grand prize for, yes, it's time, Bad Joke Thursday.
Well, baby.
You may dial us up now at 9-6-9-92-30. Well, people say you give out the phone number too fast. 9-6-9-92-30. Or from Illinois, 399-9230. And the grand prize is a pair of tickets to Confederate Railroad and a pair of tickets to Kenny Chesney at Hillsboro. But yeah, if you go to the fair, be careful about those fried mushrooms. You want to just kind of stay away from those when you're in the Hillsboro area.
Yeah, be careful where you step, too.
Yes, call us. Be funny. Thanks.
So a cup of coffee walks into a bar and the bartender says, "Hey, we don't serve coffee in here."
Just minutes west of 270 off Highway 30 in New Southwest County, professionally managed by Terra Holding Company.
Polo Downs.
In St. Louis, our time is 5:57. The temperature is 73 degrees. Another hot, hazy, humid day, says Channel 4 Chief Meteorologist Trish Brown. Our high temperature, about 94. Good morning from the WIL Newsroom. I'm Jim Befaro. We'll have weather details coming up in just a moment after the news. Among the news...